Welcome to another episode of Grow Great, the podcast. The website is growgreat.com. It's about leadership. Doesn't matter if you're a business person, if you're a CEO, if you're an executive, leadership is a super important topic, and that's what we discuss here at the Grow Great podcast. These are brief, concise insights to hopefully help you avoid the blind spots that can so often be associated with leadership. Again, the website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host. Today is episode 320, The Basic Ingredients of Leadership, according to Warren Bennis. Warren Bennis is probably noted as being kind of the father of modern leadership, and if you have not read his books and his material, I would highly encourage you to do that. Back in episode 318, we talked about the first basic ingredient of leadership, according to this famed expert, guiding vision. This week, we want to kick off with a brief discussion about the other ingredients, according to Mr. Bennis. He passed away, by the way, in the summer of 2014. But again, go back, read his material. It's great stuff. The number one basic ingredient, according to Mr. Bennis, was guiding vision. Again, go back to episode 318 to hear more about that. Number two is passion. Now, Warren Bennis felt that this was next because without it, a leader is going to find it tough, if not impossible, to get people on his side. You know, all that engagement and that empowerment stuff that we so focus on today. Well, you need a passionate leader to bring that stuff about. He defined the areas of passion as passion for the promises of life, coupled with a specific passion for a vocation, a profession, and a course of action. In other words, a leader needs to be passionate about the things associated with their leadership. In short, the leader loves what he does, loves what he's doing. And that passion helps leaders communicate hope and inspiration. Those are two super important ingredients that you've got to be able to instill in others if you're going to be an effective leader. Number three, integrity. Bennis felt that there were three essential parts to integrity: self-knowledge, candor, and maturity. Self-knowledge, you probably just know that as self-awareness, and it's hard. Very, very hard, but we all need to put in the work to truly know ourselves, to get in touch with our strengths and our weaknesses, to know what we want to do and to know why we want to do it. Your success as an individual human, and certainly your success as a leader, hinges on it. Great leaders never lie to themselves, especially about themselves. Candor is a key to self-knowledge or self-awareness. Candor is honesty in thought and action. It's uncompromising. Maturity, well, that's necessary because leading isn't just simply showing people the way or telling people what to do. It's the experience that we gain as we learn to be dedicated, cooperative, and collaborative. You know, it's a lot of those soft skills that we just have to learn by working with others and by understanding others. Bennis also mentions that integrity is the basis of trust. Trust isn't an ingredient, not according to Mr. Bennis, but it is a product of leadership, and it has to be earned. And four, curiosity and daring. These last two ingredients of leadership, according to Bennis, these are the things that fuel the leader. These ingredients help prevent leaders from fearing failure, at least to the point of paralysis. Leaders learn from adversity and going into the unknown. The strong desire to learn as much as possible and the willingness to take risks by experimenting. These are necessary for effective leadership. Well, as you might imagine, leaders are not born. They're built. They are made. And many of these ingredients that Mr. Bennis writes about, they're not natural. They don't just come instinctive to a lot of us, but they can be acquired. In fact, Mr. Bennis wrote this: leaders invent themselves. They are not, by the way, made in a single weekend seminar, as many of the leadership theory spokesmen claim. I've come to think of that one as the microwave theory. Pop in Mr. or Ms. Average and out pops McLeader in 60 seconds. The balance between feeling and thought is very important. Both of these are required if we're going to improve our understanding. Bennis thought the difference between leaders and managers were as the differences between those who master the content and those who surrender to it. He pointed out some other differences too, and see if these don't resonate with you. The manager administers while the leader innovates. The manager is a copy while the leader is an original. The manager maintains while the leader develops. The manager focuses on systems and structure while the leader focuses on people. A manager relies on control, but the leader inspires trust. The manager has a short-range view, but the leader has a long-range perspective. The manager asks how and when, while the leader asks what and why. The manager has his eye always on the bottom line, but the leader is watching the horizon. The manager imitates, but the leader originates. The manager accepts the status quo while the leader challenges it. The manager is the classic good soldier, but the leader is his own person. The manager does things right while the leader does the right thing. Wrote Mr. Bennis, to reprise Wallace Stevens, and Wallace Stevens was a Pulitzer Prize winning poet who was also a businessman and an attorney. And Mr. Bennis writes, to reprise Wallace Stevens, managers wear square hats and learn through training. Leaders wear sombreros and opt for education. I love that. You know, our schools are pretty good at training. Now, they're dreadful at educating. Training, that's great for dogs. It's not so great for humans. And maybe that explains why there is such a gap and such a need for strong leadership today. Leadership involves working on yourself. Bennis felt that the paradox of promotion was that leaders rise in spite of their weaknesses. Managers, he argued, rise because of theirs. We are all our own raw material, and we all have to know what we're made of. We've got to figure that out, and we also have to figure out what we want to make of ourselves. It's foundational to becoming a better leader. So this week, give it a go. Give it your best. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Today's episode has been brought to you by The Peer Advantage. The Peer Advantage is a virtual online peer advisory group of small business owners from all over the United States who come together every few weeks so that we can discuss things, so we can share experiences and insights and eliminate our blind spots, make better decisions, and really improve our lives and our leadership. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. Lord willing, I'll talk to you on Wednesday.